This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nominations registered for electing presidents of 10 thematic committees on the House of Representatives. District Attorney's Office files case against 290 individuals in connection with Lalita Niwas land grab scam at Kathmandu District Court. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses revolution in agricultural sector for country's prosperity. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sarmahat says Nepal needs $50 billion to face loss and damages to be caused by temperature rise by 2050. And Russia confirms death of Wagner chief Prigozhin in plane crash after genetic tests. Now the news in detail. Nominations have been registered for electing presidents of 10 thematic committees under the House of Representatives. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, various political parties, including the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, CPN Maoist Center, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Janata Samajwadi Party, CPN Unified Socialist, and the Janamat Party have filed their nominations for the election of the thematic committees. Single candidates have been registered in 9 committees, while 2 candidates have been filed for the Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Interest Committee. The election procedures of the thematic committees functioning under the House of Representatives have been initiated after 9 months of the completion of the House of Representatives election. The election will be held at 3 p.m. tomorrow at the office of the respective committees. An order regarding the terms of the 2 commissions concerning the transitional justice has been presented in the National Assembly. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs today submitted the order to extend the term of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and of the Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons in accordance with the decision of the Council of Ministers. As the Minister informed the Upper House, the Council of Ministers on the 4th of July agreed to extend the tenures of the twin commissions, bearing in mind remaining task of the peace process. In the meeting, Legislative Management Committee President Jayanti Devi Rai presented a study report about laws left to be enacted in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. The Kathmandu District Attorney's Office today has filed a case against 290 individuals in connection with the Lalita Niwas land grab scam at the Kathmandu District Court. Spokesperson and Deputy Attorney General at the Office of the Attorney General, Lok Raj Parajuli, confirmed that the case was filed against 290 individuals on charge of forging documents to transfer the government land to the name of individuals. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB of Nepal Police, recommended the case against 4 former ministers, including former Deputy Prime Minister Bijay Kumar Gakchedar, for forgery and organized crime. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says change will not be possible in the country until and unless there is a revolution in the agricultural production. Addressing a program organized at the CPN Maoist Center's central office at Peristata today, the Prime Minister stressed the need for bringing a visible change in agricultural production. The Prime Minister added that the government was working to promote an exchange of experience with India by sending farmers from Nepal for study tours and discussions on green agriculture promoted by India. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha says the government will not tolerate unnecessary delays in service delivery. Inaugurating a newly constructed building for the District Administration Office in Parsa today, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha directed government employees to make people feel the change in the country. On a different note, he said the government would not spare those who have illegally captured public lands. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही मजाले चलाउने
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sarmahat says Nepal has 45% forest coverage out of total land, thereby providing a clean breath of oxygen for human. Addressing the 7th Assembly of Global Environment Facility in Canada, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat reminded the international community that Nepal is the source of water for over 1 billion people in South Asia. He further said Nepal had been making honest efforts on biodiversity and environment conservation, adding that the wild animals facing extinction were conserved well. The finance minister viewed the forest and wildlife as a significant heritage not only for Nepal, but also for the world community. He drew the attention of the international community that Nepal needed some $50 billion to face the loss and damages to be caused by the temperature rise by 2050. Finance Minister Dr. Mahat stressed the need for effective enforcement of the programs run under the climate finance. The minister also requested that the resources from the new Global Biodiversity Framework Fund passed by the Assembly should be mobilized in the most vulnerable countries. Meanwhile, Dr. Mahat held discussions on bilateral issues with the chiefs and representatives of various international organizations. During the bilateral meeting, CEO of the Global Environment Facility, Carlos Manuel Rodrigo, appreciated the conservation efforts made by the government of Nepal in the field of biodiversity, environment and wildlife. Likewise, in the meetings with Chief Conservation Officer of the World Wildlife Fund, Nick Sikran, Administrator of the UNDP, Achim Steiner, and Acting Director General of International Union for Conservation of Nature, Dr. Gretel Augula, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat, deliberated on the global impact of climate change and the challenges facing Nepal, as well as the ways to mitigate the risk. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russian investigators have confirmed the death of Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin in a Wednesday plane crash based on the results of genetic tests. The BBC cited the investigative committee and saying the identities of all 10 victims had been established and corresponded to those on the flight's passenger list. Prigozhin's private jet came down northwest of Moscow on the 25th of August, killing all those on board. The Kremlin has denied speculation it was to blame for the crash. The victims include several senior figures in Wagner, a Russian mercenary group set up by Prigozhin and involved in military operations in Ukraine, Syria and parts of Africa. Among them was Dmitry Utkin, who managed Wagner's military operations. U.S. officials quoted by CBS have said the most likely cause of the crash was an explosion aboard the plane, and the Pentagon said Prigozhin was probably killed. A gunman killed three black people in a racially motivated attack, then killed himself in Jacksonville of Florida in U.S. The man is described as white and in his early 20s entered a Dollar General store and opened fire, triggering a standoff with police. The BBC quoted City Sheriff T.K. Waters as saying two men and a woman were killed by the gunman, who wore body armor and left manifestos. The sheriff said the shooter carried a lightweight semi-automatic rifle and a handgun. He's believed to have acted alone and allegedly wanted to kill himself. Now the general with the forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at few places of Koshi Province, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Koshi Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nominations registered for electing presidents of 10 thematic committees on the House of Representatives. District Attorney's Office files case against 290 individuals in connection with Lalita Niwas land grab scam at Kathmandu District Court. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses revolution in agricultural sector for country's prosperity. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Kumar Mahat says Nepal needs $50 billion US dollars to face loss and damages to be caused by temperature rise by 2050. And Russia confirms death of Wagner chief Prigozhin in plane crash after genetic tests. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.